This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan.
I'm Kian.
I'm Dean.
I'm Brendan.
I'm Dale.
I'm Josh.
And we are
Hometown.
And we're going to do some quickfire questions for you guys to get to know us better. The first question is, morning or evening?
Morning. Dean, definitely mornings.
Gold or silver?
Silver. So I'm always in second place.
What did you eat for breakfast?
I ate a bagel with sausage and rashers.
Nice.
Where were you born?
Dublin.
Yeah. Oh, ketchup or brown sauce? Sorry.
Brown sauce.
Oh, brown sauce for Brendan. I'd say ketchup for Kian.
That's a good one. I like it. Cats or dogs?
Dogs.
Dean, dogs.
Kian, you like dogs? You're afraid of them.
Wait, this is a good one too. Nicknames.
Nicknames.
Brendan is Tizzy.
Tizzy. It's too hard to explain.
Dean is... Yeah.
Dino.
Dino. Daddy. All Dean's friends in Dublin call him Dino.
And then Kian is...
Kian is Keanu.
Keanu or Mazza.
Mazza.
Yeah,
or the mean,
mean
machine Moran.
Yeah, Keane, the mean machine.
Self-proclaimed.
Right. Oh, this is a good case. This one is for Brendan personally. This is Katy Perry or Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift?
I go Katy Perry.
You?
Taylor Swift?
I go Katy Perry as a girlfriend, but Taylor Swift me.
Nice.
Yeah,
okay, this one is going to, Keane's going to get upset here. 1D, with or without saying?
You have to say with.
With, the original.
Yeah,
that's the original.
Yeah, we'd all go with.
So to get to know us a bit better, we're going to continue with the quick fire questions. So this one is for Ryan, and it's pretty simple. UK or USA?
It's tough. I think
remember where you are, right?
Yeah,
now.
I know. But I think they're both amazing. I don't know, the US is somewhere I've always wanted to go, but... I would say the UK because it's close to home.
Nice. Well done.
The next question is for Dale. Chocolate cake or sponge cake?
What a question to be asking me. chocolate cake all day, every day. Sponge cake is disgusting.
Wasn't really much of a question in the end.
Yeah, it was just more of a statement.
We'll give this next question to Josh. Josh, tea or coffee?
Ooh. That's a good question.
It's actually good for him.
As of late, I'd say coffee.
Good man, Josh.
Okay. DJ Rainy Mac, as I like to call you, especially when we're in a studio. Summer or winter?
Oh, why am I getting all the tough ones, man? I love both of them.
Yeah, but you got a new
but
jacket.
But it's always... I got a new jacket, so maybe winter. I don't know. I love winter because I love sitting by the fire in the house and, you know, being all snuggled. But then when I'm in the winter... I always wanted to be summer because you want to get tan and you want to chill out with your friends.
I'm a winter guy. I like wearing hats. Yeah. I love wearing hats and that kind of thing.
So. I don't know. When you're in summer. One, you want the other, don't you? When you're in winter, you want summer. And when you're in summer, you want winter.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like the sun.
I love them both. Sorry about that indecisive answer.
Dale, are you ready for this one?
I'm ready. Bro.
Okay. Sean or robot?
I'd have to go robot because I hear he gets up to a lot of mischief and I like to get up to mischief as well, I suppose. We'll be best friends.
Bath or shower?
For sure.
Well, for Josh, it's usually neither, but you know.
Yeah,
I don't like
smell him from here.
I'd say shower.
Ryan, what would be your perfect holiday that you would take me with you?
Oh, that would take you with me. Okay.
Yeah, so we're just. I kind of changed it up there, so
I would bring you to.
And me.
Okay, I'll bring you Zod.
Okay. Thanks.
Well, I've been to Turkey once, and
I like Turkey.
It was very warm. So it was like 42 degrees one of the days. And it was a lovely hotel I stayed in, so I would bring you all there. Yeah, Keane, you wouldn't like it because, you know, Irish and stuff.
I'm a guy for the cold weather, no sun.
Well, no, sun and then hide in the shade.
Yeah.
But yeah, I would take you to Turkey. It's nice there.
Okay. I prefer chicken, as I said.
It's not a country, though.
Chicken is now a country.
And welcome back to Fun Kids Radio. We're here with Hometown.
Oh, hey, hello.
You're in Hometown.
Yeah.
I was just trying, like, I want to be a DJ as well.
Looking for a new career.
Maybe. this is Hometown's Takeover for the next hour. And, guys, how have you been keeping?
Who let us do this?
Yeah, who let us in?
Who
here?
Let us take over a radio station?
I've always wanted to be a radio.
What's this button do?
not the red one, Josh.
Imagine you just delete everything.
We're just six normal Irish boys.
Normal, loosely. Use that term loosely.
Yeah, the normal part doesn't always apply.
Especially Keane.
Especially with me, apparently. But for all you that don't know much about us, Yeah, we were put together by Mr. Louis Walsh, who you may know, used to judge the X Factor. Mm-hmm. And he put us together a while ago and selected us and put us together. And then he said, right, you're a boy band. Go do stuff, like sing.
Go do boy band stuff.
Go do boy band stuff. So we went and did that. And now we're here. I want to get to know Dale a bit better. Dale, you're a dancer.
Yes.
And a singer.
Yes.
If you could only do one thing for the rest of your life, which would you pick? Would you only dance or only sing?
Oh, that's tough.
That's a tough one.
He's banging the table, he's that.
Yeah, he's frustrated here.
No. I don't know. Probably.
Right, let's weigh out the pros and cons.
Yeah.
Right.
Pros.
Pros.
You're in a.
When you dance,
everybody
loves it.
Yeah.
When you sing, everyone loves it.
Yeah, so. Right, that's this isn't
heaven. I would be a dinger.
A dinger.
A dancer and a singer.
Okay.
Doesn't really answer. No. Actually, we'll move on. Brendan, how much money would you have to take for me to let you shave your head?
Oh, like completely, like.
And Brendan has beautiful long hair,
luscious locks.
If you could see it right now, it's blowing in the non-existent wind in the studio.
So, Brent, a pint five all over, no hair
be
left.
Given. Be given, yes.
£5, a box of PG tips.
Like the tea.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Box of chocolate fingers.
Nice. Oh, nice.
Is this all it would take?
Pack jellies.
Well, Brent, I've all this here.
It'll grow back.
Brent, I've all this here, so we can just take the.
It'll grow back.
Is that right?
No, you're going to.
I can arrange this.
Yeah.
I can arrange some chocolate fingers, PG tips, £5, and.
I can arrange this for under.
I would love nothing more than seeing him with a shaved head.
Get it all for free anyway.
Yeah, but like, you're going to have no hair.
Yeah, I can't be too greedy.
You'd have no hair.
I can wear a hat.
How long have you been growing the hair?
2 years.
Yeah. All them years of hard work, you know, not going to the barbers, gone.
Hi, we're Hometown.
And you're listening to Fun Kids.
We've got a song called Where I Belong.
We played it,
yeah.
Did you like it, Ron?
I liked it. There's a guy singing at the start there. I thought he was very good.
Was that you, Ryan?
Yeah, he plays the guitar. He's looking for a Taylor guitar as well. I don't know. But yeah, it's our own song called Where I Belong. We released it in Ireland, went to number one. So we decided to bring it on over here. And it's out now on iTunes, and you can download it. You can stream it online and all stuff like that. So if anybody's out there listening, you can go do all that stuff
now. And also, you can check out our new music video on YouTube that we filmed in South Africa. So yes. That was class. Pretty fun.
That was class.
Yeah, we got to record the video in South Africa, and we got to, you know, jump around a pool, and then we got to go on mopeds.
Eat some pizza.
And eat some disgusting pizza, which was left out far too long in the hot sun. And on the mopeds, you know, we had our helmets on, safety first, as you should.
Didn't stop
but
Dale.
Did not stop Dale getting the accelerator and the brake mixed up, and he's left with a pretty bad scar in his leg from
traumatic. Crash. I actually do, yeah. Actually,
do you actually?
Yeah, the scar on my.
Does he actually?
Really, yeah. Really bad scar on my leg because I crashed it and I'm sure I got dragged along the wall and sure it caught my leg and started bleeding.
But it's actually still there.
Yeah, I'll show you later.
I didn't think it was that bad.
No, oh man, it's so bad. It's like purple and everything.
Sick. Cool. Well, at least you have a memory though.
I'd rather a better memory than I crashed in South Africa.
But like, I probably would have said South Africa for a good holiday to bring you on as well.
Yeah.
That was so cool.
That was class.
And I know you, if you're out there thinking it sounds like hard work, you know, shooting a music video, jumping into a pool and eating pizza.
Yeah.
It is hard work. It's not. Keen made it sound a lot easier than it was.
You swear the way we're going on, if you're out there. Like, as if we're the only people left in the world. If you're out there listening,
I've always wanted to do this. I've always wanted to, like, you know, be talking to people. Yeah, be like, imagine in a few years I'd like set up a little radio station in my house and invite G over and we just talk nonsense for hours.
Hours on end.
We do that without
people. People would love it. People would love it.
So, what was the strangest thing a fan has ever given us?
Was that. Oh, someone just tweeted that, did it?
No, it's just a question.
Raging. No. Strangest thing was probably a carton of eggs with all of our names on it. And then, second time around, we got one again where it had our faces on it. So, yeah,
and the third time it had our hair on it.
Yeah, it's not something you get every day.
Not our actual hair.
Yeah, yeah. No.
Our faces and hair were drawn on with a Sharpie marker.
Just cut some of Brendan's hair off and stuck it on an egg.
He has enough of it, in fairness.
One of the nicest things I ever got was.
I like how you changed that nice.
Was it weird?
Yeah, it was what's the strangest.
Okay,
but wait, we got a tweet in there. It's nicest thing.
Oh, yeah. It was One Direction magazine, but it wasn't a fan who gave it to me. It was Ryan.
I'm a fan, truly.
Yeah.
You know, I bought Keane a One Direction magazine.
It was 100% unofficial.
Yeah, but it was what? It was like, went through their whole career so far and all their number ones and their singles and in chronological order.
I also gave you a One Direction thing out of the paper that time. Remember the
beach?
The poster and all the spread about that. Yeah. It was Harry Styles' birthday, that's what it was.
Yeah. Hey guys, we've been Hometown. Sadly, it's time for us to go. We've had so much fun.
Thank you so much for tuning in. We hope that you enjoyed it and got to know us a bit better.
Check out our FIFA Forfeit game with Sean online now at funkidslive.com. See you soon.
Bye.
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 So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.